dingoes, that is the sound of dingoes. Could reintroducing these wild animals into national parks be the solution to Australia's extinction crisis? Dr. Thomas Newsom from the University of Sydney's School of Biological Sciences thinks it is. He's leading a push to allow dingoes to return to the Sturt National Park in New South Wales, and he joins me now on RN Drive. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So your mission is to convince us that we need to move the dingo fence. Tell us about the fence and what you would like to see, what changes you'd like to see to this fence.
Sure. Well, it's not so much the changes to the fence we're after. It's trying to develop a better understanding of the ecological role of the dingo. And so there's been compounding evidence and theory to back it up to demonstrate that dingoes can have positive effects on ecosystems by suppressing overabundant herbivores like kangaroos and emus and goats, and also by suppressing the predatory effects of invasive species such as feral cats and red foxes. So with this in mind, there's really an interest in, or there's been proposals to use dingoes as a restoration tool. And in this particular case, my colleagues and I are proposing to do that under an experimental framework where we can test these ideas and theories.
What's the evidence that reintroducing dingoes could be a good idea and produce these results?
Sure. Well, most of the evidence has actually come from looking at ecosystems and the species that are present on either side of the dingo fence. So areas where dingoes are common, north of the dingo fence, we tend to get fewer kangaroos, fewer emus and fewer red foxes. In areas where dingoes are removed, we tend to get more of these species. So essentially, the existing dingo fence separates two completely different ecological universes, one with dingoes and one without.
Reintroducing species is always controversial. In Idaho, where wolves were reintroduced in Yellowstone National Park, they've been blamed for attacks on livestock and declining populations of elk and other wildlife. What are the safeguards to protect that from happening here? I mean, not, the story of the reintroduction in those places has not always been a good one.
Sure. Well, in this particular instance, we're looking at imposing an experimental treatment, and that treatment is actually involves realigning a small section of the dingo fence, about 270 kilometres. So in a sense, what we'd like to do is look at what's happening in Sturt National Park now, realign the dingo fence, and then put Sturt National Park on the outside. And now what that effectively does is provides a barrier to prevent these recolonising dingoes from dispersing into neighbouring or adjoining pastoral areas, and that will effectively help with mitigating the impacts in this particular instance while we study the ecological effects of dingo recolonisation.
Now let's get to the broader politics. Dingoes. People are scared of dingoes. I imagine this would be very, very difficult to convince any government, any decision makers that this is a good idea. You have a big uphill battle here, don't you?
Well, I think that's just, you need to look at the broad perspective here, because Australia has suffered basically from the predation or the effects of predation, in particular by red foxes and feral cats. So over the last 200 years, we've lost 29 endemic mammals. That's contributed to 50% of the world's extinctions. We have the highest extinction rate out of anywhere in the world for mammals over the last 200 years. Clearly, our current management isn't working. Our conservation initiatives are failing. We're losing species in some of the most remote areas away from people. So really we're looking at doing a bold and novel experiment to see whether the dingo can help reverse what really is an extinction crisis.
Do you have any support for your proposal?
Look, certainly among peers and ecologists, there would be support for undertaking an experiment to further assess the ecological role of the dingo. I think there would be support from some sectors of the community in terms of providing greater evidence and support for what the dingo can do if it returns to an ecosystem. But this was stage one in terms of getting scientists together. We have 19 authors on this paper from both Australia and America. And essentially from here on, if there's interest in our proposal, the next step would be to engage stakeholders, governments and federal government as well.
There are risks too, though, aren't there, to reintroducing dingoes like this, not only to livestock but obviously to people as well. Do you acknowledge that there are risks, and what is the risk mitigation process that you need to go down to make sure that this was a safe and sustainable idea that could be implemented in practice?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you look at the history, we've had some very high-profile cases of where dingoes have attacked and killed humans, but I mean,
well, that is exactly what I was alluding to. That's right.
But I think this comes to understanding that it's a predator that can kill you, and that means respecting that and maintaining a distance and not providing opportunities for dingoes to get, habituated with humans and then harassing them.
Thanks so much for joining us on RN Drive. And that's Dr. Thomas Newsom, a postdoctoral research assistant at the University of Sydney's School of Biological Sciences. And let me know what you think about rewilding dingoes. Should they be reintroduced, or anything else we've been talking about this evening? Either text me on 0418 226 576, or you can send us a tweet at RN Drive. You can also let us know what's going on and what you think on our Facebook page. I'm Patricia Carvelis. I'm taking you through to 7:30 this evening.